Raphael.
Go, man. Right, what do you get for work?
Business development management change agent.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Yeah. And people that I work with are people that are having trouble reaching their goals. They're feeling stuck.
Around their business or around their lives or what?
Up until now, around their business, but personally around lives and relationships.
Okay. So people are feeling stuck. So you're helping people that are feeling, you know, people come to you because they're like, they don't know where to go.
And sometimes they don't know they don't know where to go. They're just kind of spinning, and I'll come in at a time where I can introduce.
Okay. Perfect. And then what do you like, how do you like to deliver what you deliver?
Questions. I ask a lot of questions. And yeah, I just ask a lot of questions.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, I mean, humor seems to be
humor too,
the,
yes.
You know, it's above all else.
Okay, yeah, definitely humor.
Are you a loser?
Call again.
Okay, so humor is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Stories too, humor stories.
Humor, be a storyteller. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then also so the humor leads to. So it's not just a humor, it's like a playfulness, right? There's there's a part of you that no matter how big their problem is, you make it seem like it's not a big deal.
Yeah, because that can be very self-deprecating, so.
Well, either self-deprecating or just sort of like, you're not going to buy into the chain story. It's going to be like, we got, you know.
Yeah.
We need to eat that for breakfast. Let's, you know, so there's like a... Life is worth living, mm-hmm. kind of energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's more fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you know, and you have to think about it. Have you always been that way? You know.
Always been an optimist.
Always been an optimist. Okay. Yeah. So you like to optimistically take on these things. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay.
Okay. So, all right. So, a lot of people after I'm done with it, feel a little annoyed, but I think that after they get past that, they feel like they'd say they gained some clarity around their situation.
Okay.
It can be a little, you know, annoying sometimes, or challenging, stirred up, people feel.
Okay, right, and that's that irreverent part, okay? So they come to you when they're stuck, and in a way, you're going to make a little fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So then they get annoyed.
Yeah. 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 Totally.
But you change the paradigm, because this is the thing with the creative idealist quality. You know, there's that piece that you know that you know as we talked about, you upset the apple cart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which is gonna piss them off a little bit. You know, like Chatice. It's like they are gonna like feel like a lot. You know. So, but for you, it's a little bit more sort of like you like to challenge them.
Yeah, they want to be mad, but they can't figure out why they're not mad at me. They're like,
right.
He just said, but right. I'm not mad at them.
Right, because you're making it fun. You're putting it into a humorous sort of like, yeah. I mean, sometimes like we do here, it's like, you know, sometimes you say, I got this, I got that. I'm like, that's so freaking great. That's the best thing. That's exactly what we're doing here on this weekend. You know, rather than, you know, you're like, don't tell me that. I was feeling terrible. Now you're going to try to make me feel good about this? So, but that's a thinker quality of just like, I'm not going there, you know, I'm on like seven layers up,
mm-hmm.
From that. We can look at this from a higher perspective. I'm going to bring you up to look at it and see that you're down there fighting, you know, a shadow,
mm-hmm.
rather than the real thing. So there's like an enlightenment part of that too. Okay. Okay. So what's your last statement then?
My last statement is I inspire people to ask themselves difficult questions.
I would like something more like, I use humor and trickery to get people to do what I want them to do.
Is that a good thing?
I don't know where that came from, but I think it's pretty accurate.
So Raphael has this big brother quality to him.
Yeah, no, but that's what you do. So that's not the last statement. That's more like the fourth statement. That's more like the third statement, right?
Yeah.
So after they're done with you, okay, I show people how to laugh at their lives, mm-hmm. even in you know, to feel, no, because again, you're telling what they're doing. I show people how to
find humor,
see beyond their fear,
lighten up,
and what's the action they take? Once they've lightened up, mm-hmm. you know.
There is something about the question, though. When he provokes these questions, it makes you feel
right. But that's
like,
what he does, and then yeah. the question.
But it makes you feel like
nothing. To take action.
Leads to what? Right. So
see themselves in a
new action. See themselves in a new way.
See
new possibilities.
They become unstuck.
Yeah.
There's something freedom. Also around resiliency. You once said that you were a teller of inconvenient truths, and I've been challenged by you pointing things out that I didn't want to see, but there was also something around rolling with it, kind of rolling with the punches.
But he does it with humor.
With the
right.
humor.
With his humor.
Right. So they,
but,
so.
Yeah. So it's sort of, I don't know if it's flexibility or resiliency, there's something like.
Did it help you see yourself in a new way or a different perspective?
Yeah, he points out your negatives or whatever, but in a humorous positive way,
right.
somehow.
Okay. And so, first of all, you have to be careful of that.
So clearly,
it wasn't just one of them. Right? So again, the mismatching quality is a great one if you're a teacher because you can see where the problem is immediately. Mm-hmm. But what if you didn't go to the problem immediately? Mm. You know, I love you. You all had Angelo last year. You know, he's a great charismatic leader, and of course, charismatic leader always finds the chink in the armor immediately, okay? They know where the weakness is, but he'll never go there first. He'll always be like, come here, you know, what are you doing? What's going on? Really, you're going to do it this way? All right, come on. And he helps you sort of see, and then he'll actually get you to find the solution to the problem without pointing out the fact that you're being an idiot, right?
Yeah.
So that's something for you to also sort of look at. You know, some of that can come from defense. But when you're in your core, you make it fun for people. You know, it's like you make it fun for them to, or they feel like they have more possibilities in their lives. They feel like there's you open them to more possibilities of what they can do and enjoy their lives.
I really like the seeing beyond their fear. I really like that because
but you're getting them to you're getting them to enjoying their lives more.
Yeah.
Because the humor leads to enjoying your life more.
Yeah. yeah.
So they see beyond their fear by making them feel like, oh my God, this could be fun rather than work.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, perfect. Okay, who's next?